Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Is winter wheat on your mind? Well, for outstanding seedling emergence, treat your seed now with Rancona Crest. Rancona Crest's ready-to-use fungicide and insecticide combination delivers 62% more insecticide than the competition for superior control of yield-robbing insects. Plus, Rancona Crest gives you broad-spectrum control of damaging diseases like Fusarium and Rhizoctonia. For the best value to protect your wheat, seed, and profits, the choice is clear. Rancona Crest. Ask for it by name at your local retailer or contact your Arista Life Science representative.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, look for the cattle complex to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and recent cash premiums. The hog issues also seem likely to work higher in the early going, thanks to short covering and oversold charts. Now, cattle market today, typically a case study in slow motion, and today should be no exception. We expect both bids and asking prices to remain poorly defined. Having said that, it's a good bet that feedlot managers prepared to price ready steers and heifers sharply higher. Chances are neither side will get serious about cash trading until the second half of the week. Now, the cash hog trade should continue to bleed today as buyers lean into the ample country offerings. Early thinking puts this week's slaughter in the 2.1 million area, down about 1.5% from last year. The lean future seems staged to also begin with moderate progress, girded by residual buying and the need to correct oversold charts. Now, on the grains, yesterday's tumble, soybeans lost all that they'd gained last week as weather forecasts show few threats to the developing crop. It'll be hot a few days this week and next week, but forecasted rain showers during the same lesson should lessen that risk. Lower crude oil added some pressure as an excess of supplies indicate weak global economies and weak global demand. In New York, trading crude dropped about $40 on Monday for the first time in 3 months. The winter wheat markets closed near unchanged, and spring wheat was about 3 cents lower yesterday. Attention remains on the French wheat, where a consultant again lowered the crop estimate as the harvest moves forward. Corn futures closed about 8 cents lower yesterday as the crop moves into fall in good shape. Estimates have this week's condition rating at about 75% good to excellent versus last week's 76%. And soybeans closed 3.4% lower on as the crop faces few weather threats. Soybeans are expected at 70% to 71% good to excellent in the progress report. Last week they were at 71%. We'll check futures after this.
Superior Livestock is proud to present their Video Royale 2016. They'll be selling 143,000 head of cattle Monday, August 1st. They'll be selling from their studios out of Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 as well as on Superior Click to Bid. Those animals primarily from the central, southern, and southeastern states. Then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August, they'll be live from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, live cattle futures, the August up 285 at 115.92, October up 235 at 114.07, August feeder cattle up 450 at the close, 144.55, September up 450 at 143.07, August hogs down 32 cents. At 68.65, October up 155 at 60.60. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat at the close was down a half penny for September, 409 and a quarter. December was down a half cent at 435 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 1 3/4 at 406. December down 2 3/4 at 433. On September corn, down 8 3/4, 325 3/4. December down 8 1/2 at 334 1/4. September soybeans down 38 3/4 at 981 1/4. November down 41 1/2 at 961 1/2. October cotton down 43, 73.74. December down 38, 74 even. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.